that brings me nicely on. As a gutsy woman, Hillary, do you feel you have unfinished business in politics?
Well, I do. As an activist, advocate,
that's not
citizen.
What I meant. That
no, I know. I know exactly what you meant, but I can only answer with what I mean, which is yes. I'm going to keep speaking out. You know, there are those who say, go away, don't say anything. And that's just not going to happen.
Go into the woods with your dog.
Yeah, exactly. And never come out. That is not going to happen. Look, I feel a sense of responsibility, partly because, you know, my name was on the ballot. I got more votes, but ended up losing to the current incumbent in the White House, who I think is really undermining our democracy in very fundamental ways. And I want to retire him. I want to see him retired. So I'm going to be helping our side try to put together the strongest possible campaign, which will be difficult.
Are you going to run again?
No, not no. I'm.
That is 100%. So in a few days, I'm not going to open my newspaper.
Well, you know, I never say never to anything.
You've only got a few days left.
I know it's way past time. But, you know, I think all the time about what kind of president I would have been and what I would have done differently and what I think it would have meant to our country and the world. So, of course, I think about it. I think about it all the time, being able to do that. And look, whoever wins next time is going to have a big task trying to fix everything that's been broken.
How would you feel if in the next 48 hours or so while she's on this trip in the UK, your mum decides to throw her hat back in, Chelsea?
Well, I'm always in her corner, Emma. So, you know, whatever she decides to do on any given day, I'm here to support and love her. But my most important role in life now is as a mother. You know, I have three kids.